Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan's an ongoing discussion of putting our faith into action and focusing on spiritual warfare. And my email is stevehemphill1@me.com. If you got any questions or stories to share, I'd love to hear from you. Today, we're having another Battle Plan podcast focused on the film series Taking Ground. This is the first one with the brand new logo. The branded logo we'll be using on all the material for that. And I have one of the stars of the show, Venus Monique, is here today. Venus, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Excited to have you on the podcast. No telling he'll see this in future years. We found out recently the podcast is being downloaded in like 155 countries. So you just never know how God will use some small something like this to help reach people for the kingdom. So that's what we're hoping for this. Now, Venus plays the part of the wife of Bob, Cheryl, in the pilot episode of Taking Ground. So I just kind of wanted to visit with you about that. First, I'd let you just tell us a little bit about your background and maybe how you connected with me in this ministry.
Yes. Was that my name, Carol, in
It was. Your name was Carol in the episode.
Okay. I was like, okay. Yeah. So a little bit about my background. I pretty much only do acting because God told me to do it.
Yeah.
So it feels like a duty to me, like I need to do it well. But it started a while back, kind of in high school. I tried it, hated the experience that I had, and then God called me to do it in college, and I was like, woof, okay, I guess I need to go where there are acting opportunities and classes. So I ended up moving to Austin, Texas, and I was there for about a decade doing the classes and the acting and all of that. And then God has just really grown it to be more and more. And now I mentor Christian actresses in the industry. And so yeah, he's just grown it
Okay,
quite.
now I got to stop you. What changed when you hated it at first and then you felt like God called? How did you figure that part out?
It was, well, I hated it because the classes I did a workshop in LA and for like 1 or 2 weeks, and I had to act like a squirrel and lay on the ground and do these really dumb things for the acting classes. And I was like, this is stupid. I'm not doing acting. If this is what it means, I don't want it. And it turns out I was actually with an agency that was a scam agency. I didn't know
Oh,
that.
wow.
So I just hated the whole thing. And I was like, no, that's off my plate. And then in college, I was just walking on campus and I just by myself was walking to my next class. And I looked at the theater building and I just had this immediate thought out of nowhere. And it was like, oh, I want to do acting. Why am I not getting my degree in acting? And I, but as that thought was coming in, the other part of my brain was like, no, you don't. You hate acting. And that was like the first time I really felt like God spoke to me. And I knew immediately that wasn't my thought. That was God telling me what to do.
Oh, that's really a neat story. I did not know that. Take captive every thought. There are thoughts trying to pull us away from God's mission for our lives. You had a thought that was pulling you toward God's mission for your lives, and immediately the enemy tried to stop that. That's very interesting because you're involved in a lot of projects now. What's the biggest project you're involved in? This ongoing season thing?
Vindication. We're about to launch season 4.
Okay. And your picture's on the poster this year for promoting season four of Vindication.
It boggles my mind because I'm like, there's so much content within the entire season, and you guys chose my, and I'm grateful. You know, it's more exposure and marketing for me. So, but
Sure.
I'm like, oh God, you can do
And
everything.
you're a police woman
I'm a
in the
detective.
series, and I think you're holding a gun, aren't you, in the picture?
Yes, I'm a detective in the series, and then I'm at the shooting range in that picture.
Yeah. Oh, how exciting. So this is going to be season 4. Have you been in all 4 seasons or just the?
I have.
Okay.
I have a recurring role, which is really fun, or a series regular, so that's fun.
That's great. That's great. Okay, so how did you connect with me in Active Faith?
Okay, so because of Vindication, someone wanted to interview me. And when people want to interview me, I go watch or listen to one or two of their interviews so I can kind of know their pacing and how they do things. So this guy that wanted to interview me, I was scrolling through his stuff, figuring out what interview do I want to watch, and I came across yours, and I was like, ooh, spiritual warfare. Let me see what this is about. So I listened to your interview, and I was just like, I was just blown away and went and looked at all your stuff. But then I commented on it. I think I messaged you on Facebook. I just started going through all your stuff and I was like, oh my goodness, I just think there is something, spiritual warfare just as something I feel like we all should recognize and understand because it's unseen. And if we just don't touch it ever, then we're not equipped to deal with it. So I don't mind spiritual warfare. I'm interested in what is happening on God's realm. And so I went through all of your stuff and just all of the experiences and stories that you'd had. I was pulled in and so intrigued. And so then you and I chatted back and forth, and I couldn't believe how personable you were and just kind and available. And so yeah, then
Well,
got involved in your ministry.
thank you. Who was inter who interviewed me that you saw? I can't remember who that was.
I know the name of the podcast was Expanding Your Search, or ex yeah, Expanding Your Reach or Expanding Your Search.
Okay, I can't remember who it was. Over the years I've had different people, so that's interesting.
Me
So
too.
you messaged me and that's how we connected. I think it was on Facebook. And then I think you ended up inviting me to speak to your the team
Yeah.
that you work with, the ladies that you kind of mentor toward
That's right.
acting and everything. So
Yes, because I also wanted to bring them. I mean, the mentor group that I had at that time was for young women. Now it's for the adult women, but I just want other people to understand what is happening in the spiritual realm. And I just felt like you have so many close call stories. So our mentor group was about their faith and their acting business and them, as women. So, yeah.
yeah. Wow, that's interesting. Okay, so I was with you and the rest of the crew in Houston back in November a few months ago when we filmed this episode. We did it all in a week, basically. How did you feel God at work during the project, or what did you like about the project and that week of working on it?
I just felt like there was so much peace on set, and that is a really big deal for me when there's not bickering and there's not gossip and there's just not all these things. And I just really appreciated how the director worked with the DP and how even if they weren't seeing eye to eye, it was still very mature in their conversation, and there
And
was no
cordial.
very cordial. Yeah,
Yeah.
very friendly, and things weren't pressured, and it was just a very calm atmosphere all around, and I appreciated that so much. I even told Isaac, I think it was on day two, I was like, I definitely want to work with you again on something, because he's just so good and calm, and the way he deals with things is very mature, and I appreciate
Well,
it.
and I want to say this, in spite of the schedule, because the schedule was rigorous. It was not like, oh, we're all relaxed. It doesn't matter when we finish this. We had 3 days to shoot. So, in spite of the fact we were all bam, 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 and the weather turned out perfect, that could have changed things and
Oh,
caused
yeah.
costs to go way up. We didn't have any extra money in the budget. Everybody took less than they normally make to be involved in the project. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but three of the 13 film crew, we only had enough to pay 10. Three of the guys worked free for 3 days.
Oh, that's
Nothing.
awesome.
And they all felt like this needs to be done and we want to help with it. And so I want to just piggyback what you just said. I agree. There was a piece there on each place that we filmed that made everybody so relaxed, and it was almost like you could almost feel the presence of God. I felt it too, and Ben and others have mentioned it in their interviews as we've talked about it. And so it's interesting you would mention that again. But I just wanted to, punctuate it by saying it wasn't because we were sitting around relaxed and there was no hurry. There was a hurry and there was a long list of shots they had to take. And I didn't realize how many times you had to repeat the same one before you got it done. The first time I'd really been around that. So that was interesting to me. So that's good. Do you have a favorite memory of the whole process of filming this episode? What was your favorite part of it?
Yeah, a lot of the things stick out, but I think one of them, well, a couple really mine, I think were offset. The ones that are coming to mind because I got to know the people more.
Yeah.
One of those was when Tim and Ben went and Amber, we all went to go play basketball one night after filming, and it was just like shooting hoops in the dark with our phone flashlights.
Yeah.
Just like hanging out and talking and just playing pig, and that was just a really good time. And then also, I went out to eat the first night with Emma. She took me out somewhere, so I got to know her, and just getting to like do the things that were offset and getting to know people. And then, yeah, it was just a lot of like the relationship part of it that I think was probably my favorite. Getting to know these people I had never met before.
Yeah, that's good. I was pleasantly surprised at how smooth everything went in spite of how busy the schedule was. I think for me, what struck me the most, I didn't think about it until I'm talking to you about it today, is how, I wanted to just say, "Hey, how you doing? How's things going?" And y'all were so focused on being in your part, in your headspace, to be ready for the next scene you were going to shoot. And I kind of had to go, okay, I need to leave them alone a little bit because I could distract them from the focus. You guys were very focused on portraying this correctly. And that was, for me, that was pretty inspiring. So I guess that's my way to compliment you guys. You were part of that. You and Tim and Ben were the three main people. And I was, of course, that also kept our budget lower, having just three main people. We kind of hope the future will have two or three stories in each episode, so that would let us cover more ground and be more faster moving, in the episodes. But I think I was very pleased with how well it turned out, especially once the color matching finished and the audio enhancements. So any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yes, another memory that came to mind that I really liked was whenever you came and we were all sitting there having lunch and you shared about where this came from. Because what happens is the crew doesn't really read the entire script. They just get the call sheet, they know where they need to be, they have a general idea of what the film is about. But maybe I'll tell you this in a second. But they don't really know the story. They don't know where this all came from. Is it a true
Yes.
story? So I kind of introduced a little bit to some of them. Then I was like, y'all, do you want to hear the actual story and how this came about? And I was so thankful that they were interested. And the bulk of them came over and got to hear your crazy story, which then I think made them feel more a part of the project and more attached to it. So that was another favorite of mine, was just the fact that they were interested in hearing these things that God has done, which is awesome.
Yeah, they were b believers who are interested in the story. Okay, what made you laugh? You say I may tell you that in a minute.
So one of my buddies was crew, and we went out to dinner. That was another one of my like dinner favorites, was going out with actor friends outside of set. But his mom, he was coming to do crew, but his mom wasn't sure if he should do it because they didn't know what it was about. And then the crew member, my buddy, asked someone else on crew that didn't really know about it either. That was hiring him. He was like, "Well, what is it about?" And the guy said, "It's about some pastor who does exorcism on buildings or land." My friend was like, "Okay." But then whenever my friend heard that I was a part of it and his mom heard I was a part of it, she was like, "Oh, good, Venus is a part of it, so it's fine." And then he got to set and he realized it's not about exorcisms.
That
It was so funny though.
is funny. It's a little, yeah,
Funny.
you never did tell me that. So that's
Yeah.
interesting, the connections that happen. Yeah, there's a lot of miscommunications about things like that. And of course, with my conservative background, this was a, difficult thing for me to accept even and move forward. So, well, what's your, let me ask you this in two ways. What's your hope for the future in acting? And do you have a particular thought of your hope for the future for this project that you've helped start?
Well, I'll talk about the project first because I'm so excited about it. Just having listened to the bulk of your YouTube stories, I think there is so much out there that people need to know, like God really is real and he really can help you with this issue and that issue. And you have so many instances where the stories are completely different, but the way that you're tackling them with faith in God's word, it's amazing how powerful that is and how that changes things. So I'm just eager to get your stories out there so people can watch them and be impacted by who God is and what he does. And like you say, he's not changed. He is who he was. And so, yeah, my hope is that the series gets to continue on so that all your stories get to be told, and then who knows what happens after that. And then for my future of acting, Steve, honestly, I'm just like, Lord, you do whatever you want because like I said earlier, it's a duty. So I don't have any major aspirations to win an award or meet this person or work with this actor or any of that. I just want to do what he calls me to do well and with excellence. And I want to tell stories that inspire the audience to become better, like to want to do better in the world when they finish watching whatever it is I've done.
I think that comes across in your focus and sincerity as an actress. I want to say this, you were unique to this project in a couple of special ways to me. You found what we were doing, loved it, and I'm just going to tell y'all, Venus is the only person that was involved in all of this thing that was already donating to our ministry to help further the cause that we're trying to promote, and that was very special to me. So when I realized, okay, I am going to have to do this episode thing, and I didn't want to. I said, okay, well then, if that's going to happen, the first person I'm calling is Venus Monique because she's already been supporting us. And so we actually found Tim through a connection of yours. And then the other person who was already saying, I want to help with this was Ben, from the beginning. And in fact, he was at the National Prayer Breakfast this week, and my wife was watching TV and said, there's Ben. He's sitting right there on the head table. So it's kind of fun that we have connections there. Maybe he can get us some interviews with some national media stuff and get some recognition for what you've done with this and others. We'll see how that goes. But anyway, thank you so much for coming and telling your I hate to call it your side of the story. Your view of how everything went, your perspective is fun to hear. Thank you for being a part of the pilot episodes of this Taking Ground series. We may, I said when we finish this, I didn't say this to you, but I thought if we never film another episode, this will help people. And then as soon as I said that in my mind, I thought, that's what I said when I wrote my first book. If this book never gets published, it'll still help some people and it'll be good for my family, be good for my kids and grandkids to know these stories. And then I thought, okay, I wrote that book, thought I was finished, and we have six books now. So I said the same thing about this episode. Now that we're finished, at least we have one episode. I don't think it'll stop there. I think God has something more in mind. So we'll see how this goes. But thank you for being part of it. Thank you for being part of the Battle Plan podcast today. And you guys out there, thank you for watching. Please share the episode and share Taking Ground. And check out our YouTube channel too, the Active Faith YouTube channel, which is a spiritual warfare channel, because we have some new playlists where we put categories of things together. If you have issues with, with a marriage, you can watch these. If you have issues with children, watch these. Hearing voices, watch these. So we're organizing that better. So check out that. And thank y'all all for being a part of this. And let me remind you to keep praying before we sign off, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.